Welcome to A Flame for Christ, homilies to set your heart on fire with love for Jesus Christ. My name is Father Joseph Gill, priest of the Diocese of Bridgeport, Connecticut, and you have joined us on this Good Shepherd Sunday, this fourth Sunday of Easter. There was one time a four-star general in the American Army who was retiring, and a friend of his was at a retirement party and was just amazed at how his subordinates didn't just respect him, but loved him as a father. And his friend asked the general, how were you able to win over the hearts of your men? And he replied, "It was a very simple three-word philosophy that I tried to live by. Officers eat last." And that is the difference between being a boss and being a leader. Leaders eat last. Bosses make sure to pay themselves the bonus. Leaders are the first to sacrifice and the last to get rewarded. Bosses reward themselves and ask others to sacrifice. It's interesting, this is actually becoming a huge societal problem. In 1989, CEOs made about 59 times what the average employee made. But in 2021, their pay was 399 times more. Whew. Leadership doesn't come from a title or an office, but from the courage to set a good vision and sacrifice for it. Bosses depend on external positions and titles. Leadership is based on humble service, but bosses are often more motivated by their ego. Now, of course, the greatest leader in human history is Jesus Christ. As a shepherd, he did nothing for his own glory. He had no pride, no ego. His only concern was for us and our salvation. He was unafraid to sacrifice, even to the point of laying down his life. He set the vision, as it were. He pointed the way to everlasting life with the Father. Such a leader should not have to force, but rather inspire us to follow him into that joyous kingdom. But this weekend here at St. Jude's, we celebrate another great saint, who I think is a perfect example of that kind of laying down one's life for one's sheep, and that is St. Padre Pio. As many of you know, he was gifted with stigmata, that is, the wounds of Christ. One day, in prayer, light shot out from the wounds of Christ on the cross and penetrated his hands and feet and side. From that moment on, he had his wounds in that for the rest of his life. Now, one time a woman asked him, "Did those wounds hurt?" To which the wry saint replied, "Do you think God gave them to me for good looks?" But he knew that if he wanted to help bring souls to Christ, he would have to suffer for those souls in union with Christ. So he asked Jesus to use those wounds to bring souls to be reconciled to the Lord. But that stigmata was not a one-time deal. It was something that had to be lived out in a daily dying to self for souls. He would spend up to 15 hours a day in the confessional, which was exhausting and taxing, but he loved to offer God's mercy to souls. One time a woman asked him, "Why do you give such easy penances?" And he replied, "I give you a small penance, but I do the rest of the penance for you." Here was a shepherd who was willing to offer his life as a living holocaust. And people responded because they heard the voice of the Good Shepherd. Many people began to join the prayer groups that he would form, and tens of thousands of people every year would flock to his monastery. Even Americans would flock to his confessional. And he would welcome everyone, bringing thousands upon thousands of souls to Christ. They heard the voice of the Good Shepherd. And everybody really responds to a good leader who's willing to lay down his life for a sheep. Now, I think in our lives, we've all met leaders and bosses. And probably at some point, most of us will have the opportunity to influence others too, either as a leader or a boss. Maybe we become a parent and have to lead our family. Maybe we've been promoted to a manager at work. Maybe we're going to call to coach a team or teach religious ed or mentor someone. So how do we know if we're a good shepherd or if we're a good leader? There's one clear litmus test. What does life look like for those that we are leading? Are they flourishing? Do they find joy? And do they find abundant life? Are they growing spiritually, physically, socially? A good leader should not be concerned about keeping the higher-ups happy, or being financially successful, or climbing the social ladder. No, a good leader should be primarily concerned with serving God by serving those that God has entrusted to them. Leaders are stewards, and all of us who are granted the burden of leadership are going to have to give an account of how well we've led the people that are entrusted to us to heaven and to their deepest flourishing. So let us follow the example of Christ and St. Padre Pio to become a leader as we lay down our lives for our flock, whomever they may be.